There are a lot of questions that we could ask of our gospel today. We could start with, how did this get in the Gospel of John? It sounds more like the Gospel of Luke. Luke is the one always looking for the underdog and the underprivileged. Luke holds up women as examples of faith and discipleship more than any other of the evangelists. But it's in John. We could ask, where were these Pharisees and teachers who so brilliantly laid the trap to ensnare this woman? We might ask about their own moral and sins of habits in their own lives. We could also ask, why was there only a woman brought in on this charge? There's probably another party to this said witnessed sin. We could even ask, what did Jesus write on the ground? Twice he bends to write. And if I were to tell you I knew, I'd be lying, because the number of pages that have been filled with ink spilled on that very topic could likely fill this church. A lot of questions have been asked of this gospel. I'd like to dwell on something that I do know. I do know that if we insist on using the law of God like a rock, if we insist on using the law of God to cast the faults of our brothers and sisters and neighbors, to point out the many ways that others are failing to live up to God's expectations, like the Pharisees and scribes, we'll be left isolated and alone. They bowed their heads and walked away one by one. The law is a wonderful blessing. The laws that God plants in our hearts, these are meant to free us from shame and guilt. These are meant to give us the experience of freedom and new life that we receive as baptized Christians. But the law is also meant to humble us. Because if we pause to examine our own conscience, we've all violated the law. We've all failed to live up to the full extent of the freedom that God grants us. We've clung to other gods. We've answered hungers and appetites that were not for our joy and our peace. The law is meant not to be cast as a rock, to show how messed up someone else is. The law is meant to bow us down from our pride, to back us off so that we can lift each other up. Because I do know that the law which this woman violated, the law of Moses, which was written by the hand of God on two stone tablets, that law was shattered the day Moses received it, because he came down and his wrath flared up. He threw those tablets to the ground and they broke. But the law of Christ, the law which was written on the soft dust, that law is what is given to us today. For the Lord bows down with us to lift us up from our own sin, to lift us as a community to draw closer to one another and to Him, to draw our strength not in pride and in trophies of how perfect we are so that we can cast stones, but to draw our strength and our pride from Him alone, who gives us strength to lift our heads and to begin anew.